Today we're going to talk about the subject of water baptism. Baptism is actually not an English word. It's a Greek word, baptizo, and it's translated or taken out of the Greek language and put into the English language as baptize. So there must be a little research on this word baptism to really find out exactly what it is. I'd like for you to turn with me today to Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 26, and we would like to read a story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, beginning at verse 26 of Acts 8. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south, that goeth into the way of Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is in the desert. So the Spirit of the Lord sent Philip into a desert region. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said unto him, Do you understand what you read? Now here was a man in a desert. He was a eunuch that was he was kind of like a treasurer for this queen, and he had probably been in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Probably. But anyway, he was in this desert, and the Spirit of the Lord said, Go join yourself to this man in this desert. And when he came up to this chariot, he heard this man in this chariot reading from a scroll, okay, what we would know today as our Bible. And he was reading out of the Old Testament, out of the book of Isaiah. And he was reading out loud. Philip ran to him and said, Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, I don't understand a thing I'm reading. How can I understand unless somebody explains to me? And he began to read a passage out of Isaiah chapter 53. And starting with verse 34, it says, And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray ye, whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or someone else? He's reading out of Isaiah. He doesn't understand who this is talking about. He says, Is this talking about this prophet, Isaiah, or is it talking about some other man? And I want you to notice verse 35. And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Philip was a true evangelist. He preached to him Jesus out of the Old Testament. And showed this man that you're reading about in Isaiah 53 was the Messiah, was the Christ that suffered for our sins. It was Jesus. He was Jesus. And Philip began speaking to him about Jesus. I want you to notice verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came unto certain water. They came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here's water. What hinders me? What is keeping me from being baptized? Now, I want you to notice that, first of all, it doesn't say that Philip said, Now, this is what I want you to do. It was this Ethiopian eunuch that after he had heard the teaching about Jesus, they came to some water and says, There's some water. What keeps me from being baptized, Philip? Now, I want you to think about this a minute. This man had come from a long, long, distant country, and I'm sure that he had a canteen. I'm sure he had a little canteen of water. And Philip could say, Just give me this canteen of water. Let me just put a little bit of there and I'll sprinkle it on your head. You know, but he didn't do that. They came to a great amount of water. And as they came to the great amount of water, he said, There's some water. What keeps me now from being baptized? And Philip basically said, Hey, there's requirements to be baptized. Did you know that? There's requirements. And this is what he told him here in verse 37. And Philip said, If thou believest with all your heart, you may. Baptism is not for half-hearted people. It's not for those that believe half-heartedly in Jesus. It's for those that have trusted Jesus completely with their heart, completely and totally and fully trusted Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. And he said, If you believe with your whole heart, then you may be baptized. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Baptism is, when a person is baptized, he's saying, I'm turning. It's the ultimate, let me describe it like this. Have you ever watched a marriage? Have you ever gone to a marriage ceremony? And what happens in a marriage ceremony? A person commits themselves to the other individual. The other individual commits themselves back. And in that ceremony, usually they put on a ring. And that ring signifies that woman belongs to another man. And that man puts on a ring and it signifies that man belongs to that woman. And they even change their names. Baptism is very much like that. It was the final act of turning to God, which in a public way profess Jesus Christ before men, before God, before all the devils of hell. It was saying, I'm in it for the long haul. It's not identifying with the First Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Pentecostal Church, the Assembly of God. It's identifying with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. A person identifies with Jesus, identifies with the work of Jesus, the redemptive acts of Jesus, and all that he is. A person is not baptized in the name of Moses or in the name of some other person identifying with that person, but they're identifying totally with Jesus. I'm taking my stand. This is it. I'm dead to the old life, raised up out of the water to walk in newness of life. I'm totally now the property of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible also says another requirement of baptism in Acts 2:38 is to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. A person must repent. They must have a change of heart, a change of mind, that's saying, I'm turning to God. I'm turning to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. I'm trusting Him completely. I'm turning to Him. I'm turning away from Satan. I'm turning away from Satan and his kingdom. I'm turning to God and to his kingdom. I'm turning to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. Baptism is for those that mean business with God. If you don't mean business with God, then don't be baptized. But if you believe with all your heart, then you may. Now, those requirements for baptism automatically rule out one kind of person, and that is an infant. That is a baby. I'm not trying to upset any of you that might have been baptized as a baby. But let me ask you, if you have been baptized as a baby, did you repent, as the Bible tells us, and turn to God with all your heart and turn from your sin? Did you repent? Did you believe in Jesus Christ with all of your heart and trust Him for the forgiveness of your sins? You see, a baby cannot repent, and a baby cannot believe. And so, my friend, if you've never been baptized, the scriptural way, identifying with Jesus Christ, not with some organization, but with the person and work of Jesus Christ, then today repent. Today, believe with all your heart. Reach out to Jesus today for the forgiveness of your sins and publicly acknowledge your commitment to Him today through water baptism. I had some people that we led to Christ just a few weeks ago. In the middle of the night, knock on my door as they heard the teaching of one of my friends as he brought the teaching of water baptism. And they said, we want it. We want it now. I've got a horse tank in the back of my yard. I said, it'll take me about an hour to fill up this horse tank with water. We filled it up with water. We took them out there. I said, would you like to openly profess your faith in Jesus Christ? They just turned away from us and turned to God, both of these people, and said, God, we thank you for saving us. We thank you for bringing the gospel into our lives, et cetera, et cetera. We baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. They come out of the water. And did you know what? This lady told me a few days after that, I had 35 years of nicotine addiction, smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. And I left them in the waters of baptism. When I came out of that water that night, a few nights ago, I was totally delivered. Totally freed from 35 years of nicotine addiction. She identified herself. She was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I'm identifying with you. I'm yours. And she received her deliverance that night as she acted upon the word. As she said, baptism is an act of faith. It's your faith expressing itself, identifying with the person and work of Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you consider what the Bible says about water baptism. And remember, the Bible says in Acts 2:38, it's for every one of you.